Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really happy to be here today with Eric Knopsnyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very glad to be on and talk about the Lower Highlands with you.
I know that is the topic today, and I specifically reached out because I've had such a good relationship over the years with Go Laurel Highlands. You guys are always agreeable to helping promote the area. So why don't you tell people at home if they haven't heard about your organization, what do you do?
Obviously I'm a little biased, but I think it's a phenomenal organization. So Go Laurel Highlands is what is known as a destination marketing organization. Used to be known as the Tourism Bureau, kind of the same idea though. Our goal is to help to reach out and spread the word about the Laurel Highlands and all that we have to offer here for people who are interested in tourism and coming to the Laurel Highlands, accessing some of the wonderful features, attractions that we have, and just getting, specifically for my role, it's getting that word out. It's working with journalists and now even content creators slash influencers to help spread the word about all the wonderful things that we have here in the Laurel Highlands. And that really does make a huge economic impact on the region because every time we get a visitor in here, there's the potential for a lodging opportunity. So they may be staying in a hotel or a bed and breakfast or a short-term rental. They may be coming here and going to an amusement park like Idlewild, or maybe they're going to Falling Water to see the Frank Lloyd Wright masterpiece and different attractions like that where they're spending their money. Then they're eating in our restaurants. They're going shopping in a town like Ligonier and enjoying the little boutique shops that we have. They're gassing up their car. So, I mean, it really is a big economic impact by the time you look at all of the features that the visitors bring to this area whenever they come and enjoy the outdoors or the entertainment or whatever it is that they're interested in coming to our region to see and to stay.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And this was an economic driver that really all the government and corporate leaders in Western Pennsylvania believe is very important, right? I mean, they help sustain you because they know that without you, they're not going to see the volume of tourism that they need to see.
Yeah, and one of the wonderful things about our organization is that the funding for us, a lot of it comes from the lodging tax. So it's not people in our area that are paying for it. It's those visitors that are coming from out of the area generally. They may be coming from out of state and they come and they stay in a lodging property, and then we get a portion of that lodging tax that helps support the organization. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy then. We help get that word out. We bring more tourists in, they spend their money here, and then that comes back to us, and we can do even more as we reach out.
It's wonderful. It's great. So, how did you get this job? It sounds so fabulous. So we want to hear about you and your backgrounds.
It is. I was really, really fortunate, honestly. I was a print journalist for most of my career.
Okay.
I grew up in Somerset County, so I'm a Laurel Highlands guy through and through. And I started out at a newspaper in Somerset, spent a couple of years there, and then I went on to Johnstown and worked at the Tribune Democrat in Johnstown. Did just about every role there, from the copy desk to sports editor to editor of the entire paper, and did a lot of good things there. I loved Johnstown and still being close to the Laurel Highlands. But eventually decided that the newspaper industry was kind of a scary place to be where we're headed with that. And got into the world of marketing and worked for an organization in Somerset that marketed dump truck bodies mostly.
Nice.
And it was a great job, but some people are passionate about dump trucks. I'm just not one of them. So eventually I thought, I like to work. I'm a passionate person and I want to be passionate about my work. So I was really looking for something that I could embrace that role and be passionate about. And I saw this opportunity with Go Laurel Highlands. And honestly, I feel like my entire life, my career has led me to this point to get me to this point. And it's just I feel a perfect fit for me, and I'm so thankful to be in this role and be able to help people learn about the Laurel Highlands and bring something not only to the people who are visiting, but also helping the people who are here and have all those attractions that we're going to talk about.
Oh my goodness. So you're a perfect fit for this because you know how to write, you know how to market, and you grew up here. So, it seems very unlikely that you wouldn't know where something is or how to market something because this is your
You know,
community.
you would think that, but it's amazing because growing up here, I thought I knew, you know, when I interviewed for this job, all the things there were to do, but every day I learn more things and there are just more opportunities. And so that there are so many things to do. And now I drive my wife nuts because I'll be like, hey, let's do this on the weekend. And she's like, we can't do everything that you see in your job. Like, you know, I know you want to, but we can't do everything. So there are just so many opportunities.
So fun. That's great. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show here at the beginning of February is because I think people are making their Valentine's plans. So I'm sure you could talk for the next half hour about all the things there are to do, but why don't you highlight a few things for us that you would recommend in the Laurel Highlands for Valentine's Day?
Okay, there's so many options. It really depends on what kind of experience you're seeking. Are you looking for a little change from the norm that's not too far away from home? So maybe you want to do like a ski resort getaway. So go to Seven Springs Mountain Resort. It's a perfect romantic escape for those who love to ski and snowboard, but there's also a great option for those who never intend to hit the slopes or the terrain parks. If you still want to enjoy the winter weather, you can go snow tubing at Seven Springs. Or you can stay indoors and have fun at the Foggy Goggle Axe House. You can get a couples massage at Trillium Spa. And Seven Springs has some great dining options. They have a Valentine's dinner that's going to be running at the Slopeside Dining Room from February 14th to 18th. So they're especially catering to those folks who are looking for a romantic getaway for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, a Valentine's dinner, Slopeside. I like
Yeah,
that. That
so.
sounds awesome.
And then you can get a nightcap at the Foggy Goggle, which was just named the top après-ski bar in North America by USA Today's 10 Best Readers. So, you know, just a fantastic place to get out there and have a little bit of fun. And at Seven Springs, you got a range of lodging options. You can go with the Slopeside Hotel, where you get those beautiful mountain views. You can get a chalet or a villa or a vacation rental. So there are just so many options there at Seven Springs. Now, if you're looking for something a little more private, you want to kind of get away from everybody, Highlands Ventures has some excellent options for a cabin in the woods where, you know, you're kind of secluded and you can cozy up beside the fire with that someone special. So great options there. Oak Lodge has some unbelievable cabins. I don't know if you've seen those, but they're just gorgeous cabins. And they actually, I looked before I came on, they have availability for Valentine's Day and even feature some winter discounts for day or weekdays. If you're looking to actually go on Valentine's Day, which I think is a Wednesday this year, you can go and get it there for a really good price too. So great option there with Oak Lodge.
Wow, you have it all down.
Well,
There's
and
also,
I've got more. I've got more.
I
I'm
want,
not done
let's
yet.
go. Let's go. Keep going. This sounds
All
great.
right. So if you want to step it up a notch and you know you're really looking to elevate your game, nothing says luxury like Nemacolin.
Oh, yes.
Nemacolin is unbelievable. And they have some Valentine's Day specials as well. You can order flowers, pastries, or a special wine to be delivered to your room on Valentine's Day. Which their rooms come with butler service too. So you're really stepping it up there. I mean, it's incredible. And you can soak in the outdoor hot tub in the heated pool at the peak. And let me tell you, my wife and I, we got to stay at Nemacolin in December. And there is nothing like that experience of being in the hot tub. We were fortunate we had it all to ourselves. There was nobody around. There's snow falling on us. You know, it was just an unbelievable, magical experience there. So I can't say enough about Nemacolin. And I won't even get into the dozens and dozens and dozens of options of things you can do at Nemacolin, because you could stay there for a week and not repeat an experience.
I
But
know they have so much to do there.
they do. If you like the hot tub option, The Ohio Pile Hobbit House in Farmington, that has one as well. And this is one of the coolest short-term rentals in the region that I've seen. I mean, we have a ton, and there are a lot of great ones, but this is one that gets talked about a lot because it's built into a hillside like a Hobbit house, but it's actually massive. It's not like a little one. It's incredible, has so many unique touches. And when I looked, it looks like it's actually still available for the week of Valentine's Day. So if people want to go ahead and check that out, they can find it online and rent that. And the couple who own it also have the Ohio Pile Luxury Treehouse, which is an amazing one in itself. And it's so popular, it's difficult to get a reservation there a
I
lot of
bet.
times.
I
But
bet.
I did look, and the night of February 13th was available when I looked. So you can wake up in that amazing location on Valentine's Day and just have that stunning experience of being in a treehouse that's, a luxury place and not just a actually built into a tree. It's an amazing spot.
That sounds great. What
So
else?
we've
What else you got for us?
Got restaurants, Pour Tour Partners. I don't know if you know about a Pour Tour, and I'll talk a little bit
Yeah,
about
go
it.
ahead and talk about the Pour Tour.
So our Pour Tour is it's essentially a passport program for our craft beverage makers. And so we have 52 different partners this year that are on our Pour Tour. And we highlighted some of those on a blog earlier this month, looking ahead to Valentine's Day and some of the options that you can do there. Laura Argenbright wrote that for us. And so you can check out her blog, look on golaurelhighlands.com, or even follow some of these partners on Facebook. Most of them are really good about giving their updates as to what's going on Facebook. And in Laura's blog, she looks at some of the romantic options with craft beverage ties. So a Valentine's Day dinner and dancing package at Deer Creek Winery and Watson Estate B&B. So you can kind of roll everything in there. You've got your dinner, your dancing, your wine, your overnight lodging, just a great opportunity there to have that getaway and kind of all in one package where you get everything.
And where is Deer Creek?
Deer Creek is now you put me on the spot, Jennifer. That's one that I haven't been to
I saw it on
specifically.
the website. It's beautiful. I saw it featured on golaurelhighlands.com because I'm on that website constantly. If you probably did any meta tag searching, you'd find Jennifer Mealy coming up all the time because I'm always
Yes.
looking at things to do there, which is awesome. And I saw it and it looked beautiful. The Deer Creek looked great. We'll have to
Yeah, Deer
check
Creek
that
is
out.
actually in Uniontown. I knew it was in Fayette, but I didn't
There it
want to
is. There it
say
is. Yep,
the wrong
Uniontown.
address. So yeah, it is in Uniontown. So that's a great option.
Yes, it
Some of the
is.
others that we have, there's a sweetheart dinner at Chapel Hill Wine, a
Yes.
Valentine's fondue dinner at Green Dance Winery, and a
Oh.
Valentine's Day special at Illusion Brewing. So a lot of these places, like I said, they're really starting to put out the effort now and kind of get people in for Valentine's Day. You can even get an early start on it on Valentine's Day with a chocolate and wine pairing at Own Brook Winery. And that's on February 10th. So a little bit ahead of Valentine's Day, kind of getting you prepared for it. And then on the same day, Laurel Highlands Meadery is having a mead and chocolate pairing, which I think that would be pretty interesting as well.
I
So,
love it.
you can do both. There's so many options out there right now as to what you can do for Valentine's Day in the Laurel Highlands, whether it's dining, whether it's grabbing a drink, whether it's overnight lodging, just so many options as to what you can get out there and experience in the Laurel Highlands for Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's so wonderful. I mean, it's great to hear that. All the wineries are coming on strong, all the lodging, everything like that. You know, really putting these packages together is great. And then you help them market it, right? I mean, what are all the ways that people can find this great information?
So golaurelhighlands.com is probably your best option. Our website has everything on there. We have our partners listed. You can go and you can link to their websites. You can find out what's going on. We have an events calendar. We have a lodging search option. We have all of the listings for everything there. And as I said, we have blogs that kind of keep you updated on everything that's going on. what's going to be happening. Like one of the ones that it's kind of funny, but you know the area, you know what it's like here. The Fish Fry is probably our most popular blog of the year, and so I'm trying to work on that now. If any listeners want to reach out to me and give me a good fish fry location, I'll try to get it in the blog and let people know about it, because that is, as you know, during the Lenten season, that is huge in our area, the fish fries and where you can find that. So that's one that I'm working on right now, trying to get prepared for Lent.
I mean, fish fries, that's a quintessential Laurel Highlands. I mean, they might not even have those outside the Laurel Highlands, so you might have to come here.
It's funny. So we have a growing staff here, and one of the newer members said, "You know, what's a fish fry? What's this all
What?
about?" And we're like, "This is huge here. You know, it's what we do during Lent. We have fish fries, and everybody gets out and goes to their favorite one. And so it's something that we really make sure we try to get people prepared for, whether it's at a restaurant or whether it's a church having it as a fundraiser. You know, just a something that is quintessentially Laurel Highlands." And so it's good to help people with that and help them find those special places to go.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm talking today with Eric Knopsnyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach, also today known as your Valentine's Day planner. He's doing a great job talking to us from Go Laurel Highlands about all the wonderful things to do during the Valentine's and winter season in the Laurel Highlands. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about big events coming up in the Laurel Highlands over the next few months. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy here today with Eric Knopsnyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. And you've become our resident Valentine's Day planner, which is so fun. So you've detailed for us some of the lodging, some of the dinners, different events, dancing, all of those things happen. And so how do you make a decision then? You know, because your wife knows that you know all of these things are happening on Valentine's Day. So what's it going to be for you?
See, my wife will actually get a huge kick out of this, that I'm the quote unquote Valentine's Day expert, because I'm the worst
You're
Valentine's Day planner.
the
The good news is my wife is not into Valentine's Day at all. So we really don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm okay skipping it. So I can give you guys and all of your listeners all of the options, but we'll just have a quiet night in probably on Valentine's Day and not get too involved with that. But as I said, we're out all the time trying to experience everything that there is in the Laurel Highlands. So we're definitely not staying at home every weekend, but Valentine's Day, I kind of get a reprieve on.
That's great. Now, we were talking about golaurelhighlands.com, and on there, there's everything from things to do, events, outdoors, places to stay, how to plan. All of those things are on there. So this is a huge database of information. Why don't you tell people at home about, you know, all the different staff members it takes to organize this massive amount of information?
It is, and it's a big project. And we do have a staff of 10 that we have here working in different roles. We've got the social media person, we've got the marketing, because most of the people that are hearing this won't see probably 95% of what Go Laurel Highlands does. Because as I said, we're reaching outside of the region. So if you're driving to Pittsburgh, you may see a Go Laurel Highlands billboard. You may see something, you know. We sponsor the Steelers, so we're in the stadium on game day, and you'll see that. And actually, we sponsored the Ravens, even though I know people don't want to hear that we're supporting the
Yeah,
Baltimore
but I
Ravens.
get it. It's because it's
Yeah,
within driving distance of Baltimore.
exactly. We get so many people from the Baltimore area, from the Washington, D.C. area, and even now from the Philadelphia area. We get those people that want to get out of that, you know, kind of that urban setting and come and enjoy, like you talked about, what we have here in the Laurel Highlands and all the great outdoor opportunities. And it's amazing to me. As I said, I grew up here and I kind of overlooked it for a lot of my life of how incredible this region is. And, you know, like a lot of young people, I said, "Oh, I want to get out of here. There's nothing to do." And then as I got older, I began to realize there really is, if you look around at all, there's so much to do here. And if you're saying there's nothing to do, you're really not trying, because
not
our
trying.
Calendar alone will show you all the things going on and just so many opportunities. And now as I travel and I represent the Laurel Highlands, I get so many people who are so jealous, and they say, oh, I love the Laurel Highlands. You know, I need to get back there. I want to go to Ohio Pile. I want to go to Seven Springs. I want to go to Falling Water. You know, I want to see the Flight 93 National Memorial. And there are just so many attractions that people are really interested in coming here and taking part of, or just not doing anything, you know, just camping and enjoying the outdoors and kind of getting away from it all. So depending on what you're doing, you can just about find it here, you know, whatever it is. And getting back to the website for a minute, that's actually one of our really big projects that we're undertaking right now, is we're redoing the website. And so that's something that'll be launching later this year, is a new version of the website. And for us, that's a really big deal, because yes, one of our goals, as I said, is to bring in people from outside of the region. And so we need to let them know what this region's all about, what we have, and why it's worth their time and money to come here and visit us. And so the new website is really going to be exciting, in that it's going to have a feature called SkyNav, where it will give you a bird's eye view of the Laurel Highlands. But then you can kind of zoom in and see, you know, a street level tour of what it's like. You can go to an individual property. So for an area like ours, where we're not one concentrated city, you know, we're a region of 3,000 square miles, you can kind of get that look. And then the camera will take you through the front door into the lobby, so you can get the granular view as well. And you can say, okay, what's this atmosphere like? Is this a brewery where I can go in jeans and a t-shirt? Or is this someplace I should be wearing a sport coat? You know, can I walk across the street and get something to eat? So it's really going to give the people that feel of what it's like to be here.
I love it. I mean, it's a huge amount of work. Believe me, as someone who's in marketing myself, I can empathize with you, but certainly it will have a huge benefit to the whole area. Tell me the designation of Laurel Highlands. What is the regional geography for that?
Absolutely. For our purposes, the Laurel Highlands is Fayette, Somerset, and Westmoreland counties.
Okay.
So those three counties, that's what the designation is for our destination marketing organization. Now, I know it gets a little confusing, because everybody has kind of a different idea of what the Laurel Highlands is. But for us, that is exactly it. It's very well defined. Those three counties, Somerset, Fayette, and Westmoreland counties.
Now, with your calendar that you have on there, if you are an organization or a restaurant or, you know, a venue in that area, how did they get an event on your website, on your social media? How do they contact you?
So we have partners that are part of the organization. They do make a small contribution to be a part of the organization.
Sure.
And so that's a free service to them. They can put their events on there. We kind of give them training on how to do that. They go in, put what it is. They can send us press releases. Like, I just got one today from an organization, put that up on the website. You know, we pump out lots of, we put out an events calendar. So in addition to the website, we just, like yesterday, I just proofread the new events calendar that's going to be coming out for spring. So that we'll print that up, and we'll have that in locations all throughout the Laurel Highlands, where you can grab a calendar and you can say, hey, I'm going to be there the second week of March. What's going on? And you look at it and you say, oh, okay, I want to do this. And so that's really our goal, is to help those partners that we have here in the Laurel Highlands and get that word out through the events calendars, through all that's going on, and just, you know, kind of elevate the region as a whole. So that's the goal, is we're always working to elevate the region and to bring visitors here.
Well, as someone who's followed Go Laurel Highlands for the last 5 years, you know, covering you even on this radio show, I've seen so many innovations in the organization itself, including what some of your focus on. And I have to comment, I know this is such a minor part of what you do, but now you even have like pet friendly options. You know, that's something that you weren't seeing 5-6 years ago. Now everybody wants to bring their pets somewhere, right?
Absolutely. It's really ramped up in the past few years. And like for my job in terms of journalists and things like that, like I just pitched that to someone who said they have a dog. I'm like, hey, let's come and let's do a pooch friendly pour tour. You know, we'll take you to some breweries that that allow your dogs there and, you know, some attractions. And so, yeah, you're right. And it really does. I mean, it's all about the experience now. You know, what can you do for the individual? What is going to fit them? So it's trying to find that. And so that when you come on our website and you look and you say, okay, I have a dog that I want to bring with me. Where can I go? And, you know, you need to have that information accessible to everyone so that they can find that and say, yes, I want to come here. I'm able to bring my dog. I can stay at this place. You know, I can go to get a beer here and grab some dinner. I can go on the trails, you know, so just having all of that information in different niche that people can look at and see what works for them.
And the tremendous explosion, despite COVID, of breweries and wineries in our area. It's become like clusters so that, you know, if you're going to one community, you can hit 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Yes, absolutely. And that kind of, we talked a little bit about the Pour Tour, but so we just launched Pour Tour version 4.0. So this was a really exciting launch for us. It's been so popular. Last year we did 3.0. And from January through December, we estimate that it injected about $2.5 million into the local economy. So
amazing.
The way it works is the passport program. So you can either get a passport, a book. I'm old school. I like the book. You get it.
Like
you put
book,
a sticker
yeah.
in there. So the idea is you go to one of these 52 different craft beverage makers that we have, and you make a qualified purchase. These can be breweries, wineries, distilleries, cideries, even a meadery. So, you know, really a different variation throughout the three counties. And you go in a responsible manner, of course, where, you know, you need to be responsible. About
not 52 in a day is what
exactly.
You're saying.
Exactly. And make sure you've got a designated driver. So you go, you visit a location. When you make a qualified purchase, you get a sticker. If you're doing the passport book, you get that sticker, you put it in your book. And then you, when you get to 15, you can redeem that for a prize. Now, we also have a digital option where you can get the app and you can stamp your passport that way. So you can do 15, you get a prize. You get up to 30, you get a better prize. You get both the 15 and the 30 prize. And then if you get all the way to 45, you get three different prizes. And this is amazingly popular, Jennifer.
That's great.
For me, it's really interesting. I love talking to the people who own the craft beverage places because they love it. Like I grew up in Berlin, a little town in Somerset County, and we have a brewery there called White Horse Brewing. And the guy who owns it, I went to high school with, and I talked to him, and he said to me, he said, Eric, he said, this pour tour is amazing.
It
he
is.
Said, we'll get people that drive from Greensburg to come to Berlin to get a beer. He said, they would never do this otherwise. You know, they'd never hear of Berlin. They'd never hear of White Horse. But because of this passport program, they'll do it. And they come here and they say, wow, we love this place. You know, I'm going to bring my buddy back here and, you know, we're going to come back and get another beer, you know, in another month. And so you get these repeat customers to places that they would have never seen before. And so anytime anybody comes in to redeem something here, I ask them about it. What's your favorite? You know, what do you like? And they always say, oh, we found this little one that, you know, I never would have heard of. And so the people who are doing it love it. The people who are doing the owners of the craft beverage places love it. It's just it's an unbelievable program.
Yeah, I went with my friends a couple of weeks ago to New Crescent Brewery in Irwin, and my girlfriends pulled out their Pour Tour pass and they got it stamped. And I was like, look at you go. All right.
Well, and the new thing this year, so we have a new digital app, and the app you can use to get that stamp my passport. But one of the other exciting things is this isn't just a Pour Tour app. This is going to be the Go Laurel Highlands app. So we're kind of rolling out features throughout the year, but you'll be able to use this to really plan your vacation or your trip in the Laurel Highlands and see what to do. And it's really going to be neat once we get kind of that full functionality of it.
Okay, all the ways that people can follow you. List for me the website and all the social media outlets.
You can find us, golaurelhighlands.com is probably your starting point. The Facebook page is very popular. We have a Instagram account that's also extremely popular. So we're kind of getting rolling on all the different things, you know, that you can do in terms of socials. You can keep us there. And the app, like I said, get the app, download the digital app, whether it's in the Apple Store or Google or whatever you're using. Go there, download the app, and that will just become more and more functional as we add things to it throughout the year.
Eric Knopfschneider is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. You are an awesome guest. I love this half hour. Thanks for spending it with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. There's so much going on. I had notes of a million other things that we were going to talk about, but they're just, you know, there's so much to do in the Laurel Highlands. I know we're running out of time, but there are so many options. Go to the website, check it all out.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.